Here we go.
Norma, you are too funny. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, though. Thank you for kicking off tonight's call, lesson five, without talking about the weather. And I know that's such an exciting topic. 100 million people on the Eastern Seaboard who have this disastrously stuff that's, you know, white and makes everything so pristine and beautiful. However, as we've discovered that in a 90-day voyage, you're going to encounter storms of life, and they kind of go by the wayside regardless of what it may be, and we get to choose. We get to choose to embark, and I do hope as we kick off, I'm not going to ask who's on and who's not. I'm just going to call on people, and we're going to stick to our 30-minute goal. And our guest entertainer, Mrs. Linda Morris, is going to share her purpose for being on the voyage of life that we get to enjoy. And I learned something from her the other day, but that's not the topic of tonight's call, but I learned from her every single time. But before we introduce the headliner and then who's going to give us some feedback on what we share about, if you want to talk about lesson four and lesson five, those of you, by the way, we set a precedent last Thursday. Those of you who've shared your goals, who have written them down, who are taking the Jeff Isom philosophy and looking at them and reading them every day, maybe rewriting them, you've sent them to me via text or email. You know who you are. You're the ones that are going to be sharing tonight. So before we introduce Linda, do we have not our headliner? Linda would be our headliner entertainment for tonight's entertainment. Someone volunteered as a result of last week's theme of the Love Boat to entertain us tonight, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona.
All right, here we go. Love, exciting and new, come aboard. We're expecting you. Love, life's sweetest reward, let it flow. It floats back to you, the Love Boat. Soon we'll be making another run. The Love Boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. Love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. That's about it. Thank you, Lord.
Ricky Zeden,
yay!
We're tipping our hats to you. And set a course on a new adventure. That's exactly what we're doing with the I Can Attitude course. But never, never have we had that, a treat like that. So, muchas gracias, señor. I know everybody else echoes that. And in the world of video screening and all that good stuff, it still works, doing it audio only. Because I was keeling over. That was so good. So good. So good. So, Linda. And that's where, well, let me double check my text. No? Okay. Well, this is the fun part about, do we have Mrs. Morris with us? Okay, maybe hit star 6 if you use the regular 1536 code, Linda, because your line is muted, and I never call in on that code.
Here
there
I am.
We go.
Okay.
There we go.
You told me either code, so, you know.
Yeah, I did, and I forgot. That's totally my fault. So, Linda, most people know you. You are a guru in a lot of different capacities. And I didn't I didn't mean that lightly when I said that I learned something new from you last week when we spoke, because, oh my goodness, just a wealth of information. But most of us know your story, TWA flight attendant, and got introduced to Nikan because of the Magboy, changed your life, and for the last, 20 plus years? 26, there you go. As long as you and I have been married.
Aww.
I think I hit 26 days being apart from her, sleeping in another bed, but that's a whole nother story. We're not going to get into that. I'm back home now. So it's like, wow. Talk about purpose. You know, lesson five talked about having an elevator feel, elevator pitch. And I think our industry, and this has been echoed by several other people, we've gotten away from that, in the sense of trying to pitch somebody on an idea. Why Nikan for you, and as far as your purpose? And then we're going to let the group share, those of us who have followed the lead of putting those goals and getting them to me. And then we want you to wrap it up in the end and maybe give us some feedback based on what you've heard. But talk about purpose.
Okay. You know, it's very interesting that you guys were starting off. Something popped into my head from 26 years ago and my purpose. And I was in a course which was a less kind, humans being more, training. It's actually landmark education. And out of those courses, I had actually created my possibility. And it just popped into my head that that is actually what I am living today is, so what I had created for myself all those years ago is who I am, is the possibility of healthy, loving people changing the world. And that is my purpose. And I live in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is a good sized town, city. And I really have become known for helping people. If there's anything anybody has going on, they call me. People call me. Of course, they also call me, hey, do you know any, you know, we're looking for somebody that can do this or work here, or hey, I'm looking for an apartment, a condo, a house, do you know anything? I mean, I have people from New York call me and ask me that for a place to live. I'm like, really? But it's kind of cool what I have created over these 26 years in this community. And I actually live and work in a lot of different areas. I have, like, as I call, like, six different hats of income, and most of it's all health and wellness related. And I even model for fun. Well, I get paid for it, so it's dual purpose. But like all the gals I model with, they have something from Nikan that they use, or, you know, it's just, and if there's anybody that has any challenges with anything or anything needs fixed, Linda, because I always carry a big purse. Do you have, so it's actually kind of cool. I've become a solvent person, I guess you would say, in the health arena. And my team has called me Fairy Godmother for a few years, just because of my good friend Heather Laux, you know Heather, and she's like, "Well, Linda, if there's anything that I need, I call you, and if you don't have the answer, you will find it for me." And so that's why I think they call me Fairy Godmother, because I'm really, you know, like you, Vance, really quick on the computer. Let me see what I can find.
And that's exactly what one of the main points that Lesson 5 drove home. Is being honest with people. Let me get back to you. Let me find that. That was just one of the main ones. Linda, I do want to capitalize on your wisdom. And again, you're quick on the fly. And I love the fact that you said, was it five or six different sources of income?
I don't know for sure. I think it's six.
And those of us,
but I'll get back to that in a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a few of us that are going through I Can't Attitude for the first time, but you are one of the people that shares an amazing testimony. And I can't remember which lesson it's coming up, but you say, well, I got to be willing to say yes to life. And you definitely mm-hmm. do that. And I mean, even when we spoke last week, you got a text from one of your customers, a neighbor, and you went over there and you fixed it. And then the text you sent to me was, and I also encouraged her that maybe she should go sober. And I went, that's brilliant. 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 And that piggybacks this video, this short little 5-minute video that I send out to everybody. Okay. Well, we're going to go in this order, and I'm just going to read through it so you guys can, ladies and gentlemen, can remember this is the order that we're just going to go from top to bottom. So if you hear the person's name, that as they share, you just kind of get ready to push *6 and take it away. But, Candy, Karen, Hattie Jane, Jeannie, Norma, Renee, Ron, Sandy, Shirley, and then myself, I get to go last. Actually, I'm going to go first, if you don't mind, because I want to share what Candy sent to me. She's at she had a conflict this evening, and I'm not going to read the whole text, but she said, Vance, I've almost got *4 memorized with the following adjustments. And it says this, my I can attitude serves to build value in what I have to offer. These values must substantiate my faith position as a thought leader in active wellness, self-care, and ongoing personal development, making me a go-to resource for those God places before me. And I thought, Candy, that's brilliant. You know, my not only takeaway, but extreme application this week as I was, and again, reviewing the lesson again today, was these few words. I take responsibility before I take action. And spending 2 weeks away physically from my wife, and then a week prior to that with her isolation illness and keeping a big distance away, what this drove home to me and remembering back over the last 5 years and watching our business grow and other areas in the five pillars, when I take responsibility and never make excuses, but taking that responsibility is the game changer for me. So, Karen.
Hello.
Good evening.
I am actually going to do the mantra also. So my I can attitude builds value in my brand, and this value must substantiate my company's position as a thought leader in self-care, making me a go-to resource for my target group. Well, I actually had that happen 3 times this week. So the first time, I called a customer who ordered a Nature Rest Fit, and she had been sleeping on it for about not quite a week yet, and we had a time set to talk, and she picked up the phone when I called her, and she said, I want to know how this thing works. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, it doesn't have any working parts. What is she referring to? I didn't know if she was talking about the waterfall that she had ordered not too long ago, but I said, are you referring to the mattress pad? She said, yes. How does that work? And it allowed me, evidently she had been tossing and turning beforehand, which she denied when I initially spoke to her about the fit. And she had been getting up at night, and she's not getting up at night anymore. She's not tossing and turning. She wakes up refreshed. And so I had the opportunity to share it with her. And she was so thrilled. It was another order for me for some other items. And then I'll tell you one other one, and it happened today. And Vance, I told you this several days ago, okay? Confession, everybody. I do not like elevator pitches, okay? Just don't. And so I do a Zoom regularly with a group in Milwaukee. They're about 4 hours from me. And we've become very, very good friends. I've been doing this for over a year with them. And last week on an affiliate Zoom, they had a woman who was a master pitcher, so to speak. She had pitched on Shark Tank. This lady kind of blew me away. It's like, if I'm in an elevator with her, I want to get off mid-floor. I'm pushing the stop button, okay? And I really, it was difficult listening to her because we have talked about elevator pitches for so long in Niken, and she was like all over the place. She pitched on Shark Tank, okay? And anyway, so I said, I am not doing that. Well, they've been reviewing with each other about their elevator pitches. Well, evidently, they were continuing that mode today. And so two ladies did their rendition of this elevator pitch with all this energy. And I'm going, I'm not doing that. And then I got called on, okay? And I just was myself. I said, I'm being me. And I was. And I did my elevator pitch, okay, which I don't like the word pitch, but my elevator story. And I said, do you know how sometimes we hurt? And sometimes it's different parts. I said, that was me 17 years ago. And I couldn't even function. I hurt so badly all over my body. Well, I learned how to get well. I'm better. And now that's what I do. I help people so that they can have a better quality of life and enjoy aging gracefully. So one of the gentlemen in there who's also into personal development, he said, that was really masterful. He said, you brought the energy back down and calmed it down to a level. It was a total energy shift. And then there was another gentleman on, and he and I are about the same age. And he started saying, yeah, you and I aren't aging so gracefully. He doesn't have any of the Niken technologies. He thinks he does really well with taking this handful of supplements twice a day. And I just, you know, left it at that. But I said to him, you just did exactly what is supposed to happen on an elevator, a conversation. So I was able to teach them something, not just about pitches, but about who we are, being authentic. And so that was really kind of fun for me, particularly because I don't like elevator stories.
you don't like to be, and I don't think anybody likes to be sold. And we're learning that. Thank you, Karen. Hattie Jane.
Yes, sir.
Application from lesson 5. Your elevator, you know, your story, your purpose.
This, one of my realities is being able to communicate with folks. And I am, think about it, want to do it, but I haven't done it for years. So I'm taking classes, learning how to work Microsoft Word, Microsoft, how to work the computer so I can communicate in thought. And they ask for, please write other goals that you have for yourself that you might want to share. And I wrote, I will instigate a difference in the actual life of individuals in society. Establish a balanced, positive income to afford an independent, joyous self-care in mind, body, family, society, and finances beyond my imagination.
Hattie Jane, would you? I know you've written that down. I'd like to read that again, because you use several key words there that I'd like to see that in print. I'm not going to modify any of my 90-day goals for this session, but I really want to see that. Because thank you. Wow.
Besides the fact of making $5,000 a month.
Okay, I remember. Yeah, no, you put that one in, but I like the way you just stated that. Again, several key words. Thank you, Hattie Jane.
Thank you.
Jeannie, to the wife of our warm-up.
The love boat.
I've been humming it all day because he practiced the listening. Stuck in my head. Anyway, I think it's really fun. So for me this week, my wonderful husband, he is a great connector, and he was chatting with a girl last week, and who is a part of a ministry that we are a part of, and I'm usually on NECAN Zooms, and he's on the fellowship Zooms. So anyway, he was chatting with her, and she had some issues, and he said, you know, my wife has some awesome technologies. Would it be okay if I gave her your number to call? She said, please. So 4 or 5 days went by, and bless his heart, he is so, I'm glad he's a partner of mine here, because he gives me a little every day. Hey, have you called her? Have you called Gail yet? No, I have it on my list. I'm going to do, you know. So 4 or 5 days later, which actually was yesterday, I took an action, and the thing in this lesson was, let's think, learn to make room for productive habits and thoughts, and let's think of how to impact our future with the actions that build a business. So, a little bit before that, I set on my goals every quarter Club Ki. Well, I missed January. And, oh, there's so many thoughts behind all of that. So I've been thinking, okay, I need to put these actions into play. Well, she is amazing. I've sent her some information. She couldn't wait to get it. And so now it's the discipline to stay in the repetition. So that's mine.
Excellent. Excellent. And, yeah, I wanted to comment so many things, but I'll save those till next week, Jeannie. Thank you. Thank you so much. Norma.
Okay, I'm going to use appropriate snowball approach to mine. And mine is, I also want Club Ki. To me, these all overlap. These are all like stepping stones or waves that overlap to the next one. And I'm fine-tuning myself. I'm reviewing and updating a daily planner. I had a Jane in, and we kind of discussed a little bit. If I missed 3 appointments because my mind was overlapping and going not in the right directions. So I'm trying to write it down, review it like 5 to 10 minutes a day, track and refresh my monthly specials and follow up with them, balance with 5 pillars of wellness because sometimes I'm not real balanced, utilize and fine-tune social media to increase my sales to reach that 50% retail volume, and get 3 active business partners that enjoy the quality of life improvement for themselves and others too, and participate in and at least schedule at least 3 business events which allow hands-on experience fulfilling our discover it, use it, and share it motto. So these are all overlapping, and if I get that shoot for the Club Ki, I'll hit the rest of them.
Oh. There you go. Thank you, Norma. The tenacity to reach that destination is I'll remember to send you Oswald Chambers' definition of tenacity, because you definitely got it, girl. It's definitely. Thank you, Norma. Renee. A long void there. Well, Ron. Oh, yeah, I know they're on. Ron texted me right before before I dialed in. Ron or Renee?
Here I am.
There we go. Go ahead. Thank you, Renee.
I thought for sure I had unmuted already, but it didn't, evidently. So anyways, action for me this past week, and I found myself not taking action towards building my business, and so then I wasn't taking action for anything. Yesterday we had a really big snowstorm, and this isn't about weather, this, well, sort of. There was lots of snow. I'm not a fan of snow, but I said, okay, go out there, because it was actually very beautiful. Go outside, take some pictures, go for a walk, just do what you don't want to do. So I found myself putting my boots on and my hat and gloves, my kneecap gloves, and because I wanted to take pictures and I needed my fingertips available. That little win for me of actually going outside in the cold and snow has carried me over to today, where I have been able to reach out to some people that I needed to and send text messages, seeing how they're doing. And again, not talking about Niken, but relationshiping, because eventually I will. Well, one person actually reached back to me, and it's her daughter that we've been trying to get her interested in the water system. And eventually I think she will, because she likes it, but no sale yet. Long story of all this, it's the idea of when you don't want to do something, just go out and do it, because it spills over into other areas of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Renee. Ron.
So, thinking of the Karen not liking the elevator speech, I don't exactly like that terminology either. And I'm actually mentally rewriting mine, so I'm not going to say anything about that tonight. But for me, it's going from being a stranger to someone to a person they trust and have an interest in learning about. And it's always been a something that I've always had an issue with that, and it's just learning how to ask people questions, and finding out where they're at, because people like to talk about themselves, and you just, you know, let them become interested in talking to you because you're letting them talk about themselves.
That's a really valid point, Ron. Really, really valid. Thank you. And we're just going to go right to your business buddy, Sandy.
Hey, hi.
Good evening.
I like this lesson a lot. It's one of my favorite lessons. And when I need a kick in the butt to get doing something, this line is wonderful for me. Something has to change if something is going to change, and something must change if I want success that will last. And I feel my purpose, and I don't know if I've always felt this, but it's very strong for me the last number of years, is like to be very aware of people's needs, and obviously I can't fill everybody's needs, but people kid me that I'm their nurturer and I'm a good example for them. So I guess I'm making some headway in that direction when people tell me that. And I want to leave this world a better place in some ways, you know, and leave, impress somebody with how quality of life is very important. They don't want to just drag around, but have a very good quality of life. So, oh, I mentioned Niken a few times in a very subtle way, but not like I want to and not like I should. But, you know, it's tomorrow, and I can get back on the path I want to be back on tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley, Bedreau, where the real white stuff is, way up north.
Are you still thinking of me? Oh, somebody else, because we have a lot of white stuff, too. Sorry,
yeah.
I'll get off.
Surely knows.
Oh, lots of people have got white stuff right now, so. I agree with
you. You get it deeper and for longer. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been an interesting winter. what Sandy was just mentioning was something has to change if something is going to change, and that we can't think our way into healthy actions. We have to act our way into healthy thinking. So that is something that I have been trying to focus on a lot. But the next sentence in that on that page was, when you have a problem talking to a prospective customer, there's something you don't trust. So it's either, like he mentions, it could be the company, the products, or your reply, whatever. But it also could just be your left brain messing with you. So I am trying to work on that and figure out what it is. I had, after 2016, when I did this first, I had copied out Marty's next paragraph where he, you know, says we have a worthy product. People need what we have. I talk to people who've had results. I know people that have results, and I will be good in this presentation because the customer needs me to. So those are things that I have been focusing on a bit more. Again, I'm working right now on me more than my business. So that's kind of my week at the moment.
And Shirley, you know this. The beautiful thing is that even though people think the ICANN Attitude course is all about being customer-centric and generating a bigger business, that's the cherry on top. The real
right.
meat and potatoes of it is exactly what you just said, working on me. And why do some of us continue to do this course over and over and over again? Because of the repetition. And yeah, there's one other thing, and I'll before we hand it back over to Linda, thank you so much, Shirley. There was one other thing that popped into my head, and Karen reminded me of this. I got to, over the last 2 weeks while I was at my parents' beach house, personal retreat / working vacation / doing a lot of things. My brother and I had a ton of fun, but one of the neat aspects for me was getting to spend time one-on-one. And we had three, but two extremely productive sessions with a newer consultant of ours her and I share the same birthday, 15 years apart, and, amazing, absolutely amazing, savvy businesswoman. And, the treat for me, was being able to sit with her Monday night and watching the success stories. In her little studio apartment where she lives. And then she had a whole page full of questions and notes that we discussed for the next, I want to say, 2 hours, I think it was. But it never ran, we never got to an idle point where it just got stagnant. We just very focused. Again, a lot of healthy questions. And that was what was wrong, just, for me, being able to not teach, but provide, you know, taking 29 years worth of NICAN experiences and share. And she said, oh, that's another thing I want to. And I just kept, you know, sharing with her names. And I said, yeah, I'll get you these people's names and numbers so you have reference points. But and she said, I'm looking forward to doing ICANN next time. I was not ready to do it this time because, and I said, no, it's okay, Jen. I got it. So, Linda, on that note,
yes.
Based on what you've heard, pointers, thoughts, give us a wrap up. And I know that's asking a lot because.
Yeah, I don't like elevator speeches either. In fact, when we've had NICAN conventions or conferences, I always felt so sorry for the wait staff, for the bellmen, because they would just get inundated. So there's a graceful way to actually do this, in my opinion. I forgot her name already. Didn't write that part down, but I got the gist of like, I don't like them either, but being authentic is what is the most important. Be yourself. I can't be a Vance. I can't be, you know, there's lots of people that I just I can't be. Like sometimes you think I'd like to have a little bit of the computer chip of them in my brain because you love what they say. Well, you love what they say, but you say it in your own world, words. You don't try and be somebody else because that is not natural. You just, you know, you do need to be authentic. And you need to listen to people. You don't want to talk over them just because I gotta get all this out. No. You get out a little bit and, as I like some might say, drop bait and see if they pick it up. If they don't pick it up, you don't keep going there. You change the subject, ask them a different question. If they do pick it up, ask them a question and listen, 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 listen. And you're listening in a different way. So, that's, what actually some of my notes I've written. Also on Club Ki, if you missed it in January, it's no longer just a quarter at a time. The quarter can start today. I mean, well, yesterday, 2 days ago. So it's 3 months in a row. It isn't just like, oh, January through March. Oh, you missed it in January. You're not going to be able to count till April. That's no longer true. It's 3 months at a time, which is awesome. And I myself have at least a minimum of 2,000 points personal group volume to, because I love winning Club Ki. I love going shopping on $500 of somebody else's money. It's a blast. So I think that is a very worthy goal, to actually have every month. So those are some of the thoughts that I had picked up as I was listening.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much. And for those of us who don't know, and Linda, you, I remember which roof I was on last summer. And you had called me and you know which question you had asked too. And you said, Vance, I don't see you on all these Zooms and these events that take place during the week. And I said, nope. It's not out of respect for my brother and respect for our business, our other business. I just simply cannot do them. I watch a lot of the recordings. I listen to a lot. That's how I caught, you know, that 5-minute video by Ben. But we can't take it all in. However, Linda, yeah, you offer a phenomenal, and I've watched the playbacks. I've listened to other people's response on the concept of nutrition. And that's what you taught me last week. You know, well, just follow the French. And I don't know if you said it that way, but that's the way I remember it in my brain. You don't have to eat this massive big American breakfast every morning. And I'm going, no wonder why I'm doing so well and made it 21 days without sugar. Because I made a decision, the right choice. But give the information so people know about that resource for the weekly, and it's geared towards
my Zoom.
Yes.
Well, it's geared towards all Neken products. Last week I did talk about lactoferrin, I believe, and how vitally important it is. But I choose a different product, and I just kind of go over whatever. Like I did jewelry, all of our jewelry a couple of weeks ago. No idea what I'm going to talk about tomorrow yet. But it's actually 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Yes, it doesn't always take a lot of preparation anymore. You just do it, right? 8:30 a.m. It is the Royal Alliance Neken Live Zoom. So you can go to theroyalalliance.com. And activate that that link at, you know, it's 8:30 a.m. I do record a lot of those, and the ones that I have been politically correct on or everybody else has been politically correct on, I do my best to upload to YouTube. And, you know, because I don't like to be terminated for making medical claims. So I don't. And that's another good point.
And then the group goes brainstorming.
And then we go brainstorm. Yeah, Hattie Jane is on every week. So like the first 15 minutes might be about a specific product. Some products need longer than that. And then we go into brainstorm Friday. So we brainstorm whatever needs to be brainstormed. occasionally somebody will let me know ahead of time, hey, this person has really horrible pounding pressure in their heads. Can you talk about that? And I'm like, oh, good. Yeah, I can make that be the subject. And then we brainstorm how to help people. And we try to keep it positive. You know, we're not the complaint department. We really are helping to brainstorm how can we best help each other. And it's open to everyone. So it's usually done at an hour. Brainstorming is like 30 to 45 minutes.
And there's several of us that can tap into that. And again, I love what you've been posting on WhatsApp. That's been vitally important. Just the simple, hey, here's some simple tips.
like the hydrogen. You love that one, don't you?
Yeah, I did. I was geeking out on that one so many times. And I came home last night, and the long story short, Stacy said, yeah, while you've been gone, the waterfall is leaking out the side. And I'm going, I think my wife has lost it. I think us being separated for the longest period of time in our 26 years of marriage, I think she's losing it because I don't see any leak. But I'm just going to let her think it's leaking. It's okay. There's nothing for me to fix. So, and if I need to bring in the big guns, I'll call Linda and say, Linda, can you help Stacy understand that this is not
leaking? There's a magnet inside a little tighter. That'll take care of that. Yeah, that's what happened with my neighbor that we were talking last week.
That's not where they're imagining it's leaking. It's the craziest thing. So anyway, Linda, thank you, because this, you're your example of and how much fun you get to have in life. So incredibly grateful, and thank you for giving of your time tonight.
I do have 7 sources of income. I figured it out.
You figured it out?
I recommend that for everyone. But, one of the best things I did was to broaden my horizons and start adding things back because I was just strictly meekin for many years. And I ran out of places to meet people. Like, where else can I go to meet people? And so I had a friend, I was helping her, you know, she's a clinical rep, and eventually actually she handed over that job to me. I have the state of Florida for actually a couple of companies now. And I love it. I go into a doctor's office or a clinic and I see a water system or an air system, like, oops, instant connection. And a lot of times they've lost their contact with Meekin. So I help them get reconnected. And, a lot of times they'll call me like, hey, I have somebody that has this issue. What do you recommend? I said, well, we're going to have to move to magnets because over here, it's just not, they need something more. So, it just makes it more fun. I'm like, oh, cool. I did weekend today. I did results in A today. I did, I think it is important to have fun, and that's just really important, and to be yourself, and don't be so hard on yourself, because
that's
tomorrow is another day.
Yeah, that's such a valuable key. Don't ever. That's, and Marty will address that, and we'll remember it. Difference between guilt and shame, and so again. I don't want to cut you off, Linda. However, there's a 12-year-old girl.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
She turned 12 today. And
oh, my goodness. So okay.
Yes, it's her big day. Yes, it does. So thank you, everyone, again, for sharing from your heart. I look forward to processing through lesson 6 next week. And those of us who have done this before, you know how much fun it gets from here on out. They really, really start, it's not that Marty's turning up the heat. It's just the growth really gets to be fun. We've got a whole new month ahead. And then one last thing I want to draw your attention to. Karen and I were talking about this the other day. Take advantage of I just call it the sweetheart pack, being sweet to your own heart. and encouraging people to, especially any of your contacts that have ever used any of the nutritional products, follow up with them. And I crunched the numbers. Every once in a while, I go into that analytical side of my brain, and I crunch the numbers, and it's, Nikki's basically giving us free jewelry. And who doesn't want free jewelry? And if you don't want it, you can hang on to it and then sell it and put a $100 bill in your pocket later. So take advantage of it. So thank you again, Linda. Thank you for everybody for sharing. And look forward to talking with you next Thursday or Saturday morning when I promise, I won't violate anything because I don't like to get terminated or those letters of warning of termination. But
the compliance department,
Master Day, and then more specifically sharing my heart about the quarterly review, which Platinums and Above got to be part of last Saturday, one of the most amazing 60 minutes jam-packed. And I didn't take a lot of notes, but I'm going to share my heart on what both Ruben, Frank, and Louise shared, more so Louise, and what that means to us, and then open it up. That's the game plan for Saturday morning.
That'll be great. Tonight, I was double booked that day and I missed it. So
I'll have to listen. Thank you. Fun. All right. Good night, everybody.